Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
A little traveling music here on the 55 KRC Morning Show. And it's fitting because we're going to talk about traveling, especially flying. And when we do that, we turn to the one and only aviation expert. And that, of course, is our buddy Jay Ratliff. Jay, how you doing?
Good morning, brother.
Good to talk to you. Everything all right?
Going well. And enjoyed the time that you and I could sit in the same studio and have some fun here a little bit ago. And unfortunately, we don't do that often enough.
Every once in a while, we get to hang out together, and it's always always time well spent. Delta is offering a rebooking waiver. What does that mean, a rebooking waiver?
What they're saying, Dan, is if you're going to be flying any time between now and the 8th of July, and you want to change your itinerary, maybe you see a thunderstorm system that's going to be heading towards Atlanta or another hub, and you're just thinking, I'd feel a bit more comfortable if I was flying when this stuff wasn't going to be in place, they're going to let us change our reservation. No change fee, no difference in fare, as long as the city pairs remain the same, as long as the destination, dates of travel, and it's the same class of service, they say, well, we'll let you do it. It's similar to what they did during the early stages of the pandemic, which was good news. And the other thing is they know there's going to be a lot of people traveling over the upcoming holiday. And some people are saying, look, I can go see grandma next week versus this weekend. And if this 3-day weekend is anywhere near what the last 2 3-day weekends have been of this summer, maybe not. So at least Delta's given us that option, and certainly that's good to see.
Yeah, where does July 4th rank when it comes to travel holidays? Is that right up there with the big ones?
No, I mean, the big ones is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, where everybody's flying in a few-day period of time. The summer travel season of June, July, and August, it's pretty much spread out across. So We won't see any huge spike in travel because most of the numbers, even though we're not pre-pandemic yet, we're at 2.1, 2.2, 2.3 million a day, and that's certainly more than we've seen in the last year or so, which has been good. The problem is the TSA is short-staffed, airlines are short-staffed, and because of that, we're seeing a lot of operational difficulties where there's too many flights scheduled in some regards beyond what the airline staffing capacity will allow, and unfortunately, that inconvenience is landing right on top of the heads of the poor people trying to travel.
Yeah, I just did a little trip back and forth to Florida, and you see all these big, beautiful machines that the TSA has, and there's only one or two of them in operation, and in the meanwhile, you've got four or five or six of them that are sitting there idle, and it just, you know, when you see that sort of thing, it just seems like such a huge waste of money not to have those things up and running.
Well, you know, it was not this January, but a year ago, the TSA said, hey, coming up in the summer, we're going to expect more people. Demand for travel will be up, and we're going to hire 6,000 agents. Well, they went 5 months, and they could only hire nationwide 3,000. They're experiencing the same problem that the restaurant down the street is. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining employees. And when you're talking about a government job that people used to flock to get, paying, you know, 40-some thousand bucks a year, that's a decent job. And when you factor in the benefits, it's quite a bit more than that. But they're experiencing the same problem the airlines are. And, of course, last year at this time, they were trying to come up with a $1,000 sign-on bonus to try to bring on some additional screeners to try to salvage the summer. But the bottom line is that, you know, the inconvenience of this is going to be felt on the passengers. Now, if you're going to be flying this weekend or this summer, I'm not trying to scare anybody because there's probably an 85% chance at least that you're going to travel without a problem. Sherry and I had to come back from Savannah one weekend on Delta through Atlanta, all four flights right on time, smooth, piece of cake. But there's other times when flights are running late, people misconnect, flights are canceled. And unfortunately, when that happens, there's not a lot of extra seats on other airplanes to accommodate the inconvenienced passengers. and Dan, they're stuck for a day, two or three. And that's one of the reasons I tell people, if you're going to Orlando on a carrier and the flight is canceled and you know that you can get a rental car from another city, say, look, get me to Tampa, St. Pete, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, if you have to. Give them options, and then you have a much better chance of getting close to your destination, even if you're the one that has to pay for the rental car to get you to where you need to go, because at least it'll salvage, you know, a good part of the vacation.
Yeah, good advice right there, as always. I want to ask you about the pilot shortage and the number of flights that are being canceled that we're seeing on a regular basis. So, Jay Ratliff, stay right there. We'll get to the break, and then we will continue here on 55 KRC.
55 KRC.
55 KRC, the talk station.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
8:40 on this Thursday morning, and this is the usual time slot for Jay Ratliff. And Jay, I think it's pretty well established now that we have a bit of a pilot shortage across the country. Envoy Airlines, a regional carrier, is offering pilots double or even triple time just to keep up with their schedule in July. Other regional carriers are doing the same thing. And I'm reading an article here where the author is putting forth the notion that there's a pilot shortage in part because of the Wuhan virus and the vaccine, where on one hand, you have pilots who got the vaccine that are experiencing complications from that, and then you have other pilots who chose not to get the vaccine, and they're not allowed to fly. So how much weight do you put behind that, and what say you?
Well, I mean, I think that that's certainly a component of everything that's going on. But from a percentage standpoint, I think it's a very low percentage.
Okay.
With regards to much of this was created with the number of pilots that decided to take the early exit when the early stages of the pandemic came along and airlines rolled out those very enticing early retirement packages, where a lot of them took off and left and said, hey, now's a good time to retire. Some were retiring then, some were retiring early, and that's what created a lot of problems. And of course, when you have the Delta, American, United, Southwest of the world looking for pilots, where do they get them? They get them from the regional carriers, because they're there. These regional pilots know that they can fly bigger airplanes, get more money, and they're flocking to the larger carriers, and they're losing a lot of pilots. That's why Envoy Airlines, which is a regional carrier, many of the others have given their pilots double pay or a 50% raise for 2 years just to try to keep them. Envoy Airlines is another one. They've given their pilots a 50% raise, but they also said, if you can help us pick up some extra trips in July, we will pay you triple time. And all they're trying to do is keep their flight schedule running. American Airlines had to ground 100 of their airplanes during a time when they would be using those, Dan, during the busy summer travel season. The problem is they just don't have enough pilots to fly them right now. And unfortunately, the airlines for their summer schedule came out with somewhat an aggressive best-case scenario schedule that they thought they'd be able to pull off, and unfortunately, they've not been able to. And you throw in a good thunderstorm or something that's going to last for a day or so at one of our major hubs, and you're talking about absolute chaos that's going to break out. So far this summer, we've had decent weather, and that's worked our advantage, and certainly we hope that's going to continue.
Yeah, when I was flying in the helicopter every day for Channel 9, I was hanging out at the airport all day, every day, and I talked to a lot of pilots there who said the appeal of flying cargo for some of the, you know, for Amazon or DHL or whatever it may be, they said that appeal is so good to them because you're flying all the latest equipment, and you don't have to deal with unruly passengers and all the rest of it. Is that a factor as well with pilot? There's so much air cargo traffic these days that a lot of these pilots are opting for that instead of flying with commercial flyers.
Oh, they do. And it becomes a matter of preference, because some like the night flights, early morning flights. Certainly there's less congestion when you're taking off and landing, late at night, early in the morning. But, you know, for some of them, they want the perks of flying for the Delta and Uniteds and American of the world and sitting in the left seat, wearing the uniform and being able to fly all over the world as they're able to do now. But from the standpoint of, you know, taking your family, even though you can do that from a cargo standpoint and kind of travel the world. But it just becomes a matter of presence or preference. And right now, we're seeing a lot of these pilots for Delta that's they're picketing today, saying, look, we're being pushed too many hours. We're getting tired. We're getting fatigued. That fatigue is starting to make its way into the flight deck, which represents a safety issue. Mm-hmm. Southwest just had 1,300 that were picketing. Alaska Airlines, American pilots, all those have as well, as they're trying to communicate the message saying, look, we're being asked to fly too many flights, not beyond the maximum number required by the FAA, but close. And they're saying we just need some relief here. And unfortunately, the airlines, after all the money they lost, Dan, their foot is flat on the ground. They're pushing it to the metal, trying to get as many flights operating this summer as they can, trying to make up for some of the lost profits.
Yeah, I always love these stories about stuff that people try to bring through an airport. I've got one story here about two women arrested in Bangkok. They had 109 live animals in their luggage. And then here's a dude from New Jersey who had a wheelchair and had $1 million worth of cocaine stuffed in the wheelchair. Absolutely unbelievable. And it's good to see that that sort of thing is still frowned upon.
Well, it is. And we're looking at the July 4th weekend. So I will caution everyone to please leave your fireworks at home.
Bingo, right there.
It amazes me when people say, Jay, the TSA wouldn't let me take, you know, these through. And I said, well, at the airport, we call those explosives. So, yeah, we're not going to let you on the airplane with those. So buy what you need when you get to where you're going. Otherwise, you're going to give the TSA a really good July 4th weekend with all the stuff they're going to collect.
Good advice, as always. And we'll let you go, but not before we know if there's any hub delays to expect today.
I think Chicago, Minneapolis could give us some issues, but Dan, I think they're going to be minor. So it should be a good day weather-wise to travel. Now it's up to the airlines to give us a good day, and then we'll be off to the races.
All right, Jay, great talking to you as always, and stay well, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Jay Ratliff, the best in the business right there.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.